Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire. And I.
Welcome to another edition of I'm Mac with me, McCoyley Matthew. What's going on, guys? What's going on, Will? My co-host.
Hey, how you doing? Just watching the Nick game.
Me too. I'm watching the Nick game, and right now I see they're leading 105-102 with 12 seconds left. And me and you, man, being diehard Knicks fans, we're excited because the Knicks this past week just clear cap space by trading a few players and getting Tracy McGrady and some other players back. So now it looks like, you know, this summer, the Knicks will have enough room to sign two players like LeBron James and Chris Bosh maybe. And, you know, right now, things are looking up for the Knicks, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're leading 105-102 with the debut of Tracy McGrady. Now they shot three, and they just tied the game.
Oh, damn it.
Left. Now Durant is excited, but it's
Kevin Durant.
There's 6 seconds left on the clock. Knicks potentially have one more chance to take the win. I don't know how many, if they have any timeouts remaining.
Man, Kevin Durant just shot a three.
Yeah, I know.
To tie the game. And this game is like going to overtime right now. Man. Just when I said the Knicks were, things were looking up for the Knicks, now looking down. Damn it. You see, this is what happens. When you talk, when you say something positive about the Knicks, something negative happens.
Yep. Well, let's hope, you know, LeBron comes starting July 1st. Right now, we got to worry about this game right here.
Son of a bitch.
6 seconds
Durant.
Left in the game. Knicks. Yep. Tied game 105. Let me see. Knicks have one timeout. They have a 20-second timeout. The Thunder is out of timeout. So Knicks have a good shot, you know, to take the lead and hopefully win the game.
Yeah, I hope Tracy McGrady takes the last shot.
Yep.
If he takes the last shot and makes it, then, you know, this is going to be one of the best Knicks debuts since Latrell Sprewell's debut, I would say.
Absolutely.
So,
but
okay,
yeah.
6 seconds left. Okay, let's see what happens here.
Yep.
Gallinari is going to inbound the ball.
Yep. Gallinari, he passes it to Lee.
Lee has
turns,
the ball.
Puts it to Gallo. Gallo for the three. And he misses it.
Overtime.
And it's overtime.
Damn it.
I know. And you know what that means. When Knicks go to all overtime, you know what that means.
If that bum Durant didn't shoot that damn three to make it, we would have won the damn game.
Yep. They should have called a timeout or something, draw a play or something. I don't know.
Man.
Why didn't they drive the ball? They had like 6 seconds of goal. All they had to do was score. This team is so, they're in overtime, so that's an extra 5 minutes of game time. And you know with the Knicks, when it's overtime, there's a strong chance you could add an L to the game.
Yeah, well, we'll keep you updated on the Knicks. Right now, I want to talk about you will.
Yep.
I want to talk about you. Last week, which was Valentine's Day.
Oh, but I'm sorry to cut you off. The producer just said that in overtime, just take away the time because it's over.
Thanks
sorry,
one
go back.
Producer.
Nice what
one.
Did you say? Oh,
nice one
says,
by the producer.
He says a nice one by the producer. And she laughs.
Now
back to what you were saying.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, you know, right now I just want to talk about you. Last week we talked on Valentine's morning, which was midnight on Saturday.
Right.
And you promised us that you were going to tell us what happened, you know, on Sunday, on Valentine's Day, when you were going to give your the girl that you like, you were going to give her some Valentine's gifts. You were gonna tell you promised my audience that you were gonna tell us what happened when you gave her those gifts. So now here's your chance. Tell us what happened on Valentine's Day when you presented your crush.
All right.
With those gifts.
As you know, me and her, you know, go to the same church, and you know, I haven't been there for a while, you know, till you know the Valentine's Day thing. But to cut to the chase, it was the end of church. I was kind of like wondering if she was there, but I was kind of focusing, you know, because I was, you know, and I was praying and stuff like, you know, I was, you know, participating in the service, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the thing, I was like, is that her? You know, but I wasn't really that focused. I was, you know, focused on the thing, but, you know, it crossed my mind. I was like, is she here or is she not here? But anyway, she, you know, when she, you know, I leave, so she left. So then I'm like, oh, shoot, she's going to leave. So I'm like, I rush out of the thing. And I had, like I told you, I had a Dwayne Reed bag to cover up the, you know, to cover up the.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Durant just hit the three-pointer to tie the game. Yeah, so back to the story. Not Durant. I had a Dwayne Reed bag to, you know, as a decoy to cover up the gift bag. It was a red, you know, gift bag. You know, cover up the bag. So, you know, like when I come over there, you know, so other people, so I won't blow away my cover, you know.
Yeah, so you wouldn't alert anyone that you had the gift.
Exactly. So I had, you know, I had it in a Dwayne Reed bag. So then I went out there, and then I saw her. And, you know, I was saying hi to her. She was saying hi to me. And then afterwards, she went inside the conference room.
Okay.
So then, you know, I was saying, can I talk to you for a moment? And she was like, sure. So, you know, I'm kneeling down in the bag, and, you know, she's giving me, like, from my interpretation, like, you know, what is she going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I was saying, I was kneeling down, and then I took out the other bag, and I was like, here for you. And then she was like, you know, she was happy and shocked. And she was like, you know, thank you and stuff like that. Then after, you know, she hugged me, you know, she gave me a kiss on the cheek. You know.
Did she take off her panties?
No, she did not do that.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But, yeah, the producer said, did you tell a panty joke? And I said, yep, you did. So I was back to the story. So she, you know, she was pleased. She was saying thank you and stuff like that. And I said, I hope she liked it.
Right.
So then, you know, I walked away. Then afterwards, I stepped out, and then I was, I walked past, you know, and I saw, like, when I passed by, you know, the box was, the door was still open.
Right.
I could see, while I was passing by, I didn't really, you know, peek in or anything, but I could see, like, the flowers and other stuff were open. So pretty much she was looking at the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went inside the bathroom, you know. And then while I was in the bathroom, then I hear this commotion, you know, a bunch of girls. And, yeah, my little sister, a.k.a. the producer, she was also in the girls' bathroom at the time, and she heard the commotion, too.
Oh.
You know, you hear a bunch of girls, you know, screaming and stuff like that. Because before I went inside the bathroom, I saw that she was walking in into the, you know, into the back inside the, you know, the service room,
uh-huh.
You know, with a bag in her hand.
Right.
So, you know, so then, you know, when I went inside the bathroom, then, you know, when she went inside, you know, there was a huge commotion.
Okay.
From the girls, you know, because she, you know, she got something. I guess people were asking her, you know, where she got it from and stuff like that. So in any case, back to the, so, you know, once I came in, you know, she was talking to, you know, a friend of hers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then afterwards, you know, later on when I was about to leave, you know, I spoke to her. You know, I said, how you doing? And then she, you know, she thanked me. And then the friend who, I haven't seen yet, and I was going to, you know, talk to her and, you know, introduce myself. And she said, hello. She addressed me by my name. So, you know, apparently, you know, they were talking about me.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, then, you know, she thanked me again. And then, you know, I said, see you later. And, well, that, oh, yeah, and also, you know, in the card, I told her how I felt about her, and I left her number. I mean, my number, you know, in case she wanted to call me. And, you know, later that day, she called me back, and, you know, that's where we left off in the story. So, We shall see what is left in the how many chapters are left in this book.
Oh, nice. So you gave her the gift on Valentine's Day, you know. She was happy about it, and all the girls saw the gift, and they were jealous.
I don't know. Maybe.
They caused a commotion in the church. you know. And she called you that very day.
Yep.
And, you know, things are looking good right now. So.
Yeah, so far so good. No.
But the question is, did you call her this past week after Valentine's Day?
No, unfortunately, you know, I didn't have a chance to call her, you know. But, you know, hopefully, you know, I talk to her, you know, I'll explain to her, you know. You know, hopefully, you know, there's no offense to it, and hopefully everything is good, you know. Everything should be good, but we shall see.
Okay. Well, I hope, you know, that works out. And I hope, you know, hopefully maybe you guys can be boyfriend and girlfriend.
I hope so, too.
It does work out. But, you know, I'm glad that everything worked out well and she took the gifts.
Yeah. And I appreciate the support from you, man, and the producer, you know, for, you know, helping me out there.
Hey, no problem, man.
You both in unison said no problem. See, that's a great team. I wish you guys were playing on the Knicks.
Hey, we almost have the same mind.
He said we both have the same mind. Well, almost. now you both laughing. I guess you're exhibiting that.
But like I said, I'm glad it worked out, and you know, keep us up to date on whether or not, you know, that turns into anything in the future between you guys.
Hold on. I appreciate the support.
Well, let's get to some news, man. I guess everybody's talking about the Tiger Woods press conference.
Right.
That happened yesterday. It was yesterday, right?
Yes, it was yesterday.
What did you think about it? Did you think his speech was genuine? Or, you know, did you think it was too scripted?
Well, I mean, it was scripted. I mean, he was reading from a paper. But, I mean, sure, he did say for PR reasons, so people, you know, can still buy his stuff and, you know, the sponsors could still, you know, support him. But pretty much, you know, I was pretty much satisfied with his thing. I mean, even though it was scripted, but, you know, it was scripted. It would have been nice if he was answering questions. I would have made it more genuine than if he didn't have a piece of paper on the thing. But,
yeah,
you know. It's over with now.
Yeah, yeah.
What you thinking about it?
I thought, I thought for the most part, you know, it was genuine, but I thought he could have did a better job at, you know, reading from his heart instead of from a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
You know? And, but for the most part, I thought, you know, like, you know, he said the right things. He said he was sorry and irresponsible and selfish for his behavior.
Yeah.
And he says that he's going to show his wife he's sorry, not by his words, but by his actions.
Nice, please.
And, you know, it was a good speech.
Yeah.
But I think some people still don't, they still want to criticize him and, you know, they don't think he's sincere.
Oh, no.
But I've forgiven the guy a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only problem is that, you know, he should have did this, you know, 3 months ago. But other than that, I was pretty satisfied with his, offensive fouls.
Yeah, Will is still watching, and he's distracted by the next game, everybody. That's why he's saying, oh, no, and
offensive foul. Sorry about that. Forgot I was on the air.
Yeah, but, he did a good, the speech was good, and afterwards he hugged his mom, he hugged some of his friends. And by the way, most of the people he had, they were friends and people he knew in the media, so he didn't want any questions from any other media member or anybody else attending that press conference. So I thought that was kind of a little bit selfish.
Yeah. Those were the main problems of the thing, you know.
I mean, he's in the limelight. He should accept questions from any person, anyone in the media, regardless if he knows them or not, you know.
Yep.
But I think right now he's just a little bit
So this is not.
They're supposed to be out pissed at the meter right now.
They're supposed to be an apology. Oh boy, now they took the lead.
Oh yeah, the Bobcats are leading right now, huh?
The Thunder.
Yeah, Thunder. Right, I get those two teams confused: Bobcats and Oklahoma Thunder.
Yeah, they're definitely playing like the Bobcats against us.
Yeah. But yeah, I was saying that he's definitely mad. Tiger Woods is definitely mad at the media because the media, well, he accused them of stalking his children and wife.
Yeah.
But that's more paparazzi. That's not the media.
Yeah, that was when he really was passionate. When he was, he didn't seem like he was reading from the script.
Yeah, he said, stay away from my kids, stay away from my wife, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, I thought it was a good speech. It would have been better if he had done it from his heart than a piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly. I would have given him more credit if he, like you just said, if he spoke from the heart. And he would have did this 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And he would have answered from the media. But, you know, to me, this story is done. I mean, from my perspective. I don't know about you or anybody else. That's it from my perspective. You know, the story is pretty much over for me.
Oh, okay. For you, okay.
Like,
well, right now he's going back to treatment, so when he comes back from treatment, maybe he'll start playing golf again. Who knows? He doesn't really know when he's going to come back, but golf needs him right now. And I hear that the Olympics are going to have golf soon. I think it's the Summer Olympics or Winter Olympics. I don't know. But have you been watching the Winter Olympics, by the way?
A little bit.
I've been watching it for Lindsey Vonn. That's the only reason I've been watching it. I know she won the gold medal the other day for the uphill women's thing. I don't know what you call it, what competition that's called. You know what competition that's called?
Oh, which one? The one that Vonn was playing in?
Yeah, the one that Lindsey Vonn was in.
I think skiing. Downhill, I don't know.
It was like
an
uphill, downhill.
I think it was downhill.
Skiing competition, yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard she crashed the other day, too, but...
Right, yeah, I think that was yesterday. She had the lead in the first round, and then...
Yeah. I heard this Olympics has been doing good, man. They even beat Idol on Wednesday. they beat Idol 30 to 18, 30 million to 18 viewers.
Come on. Yeah,
Eddie House just made a shot for the Knicks, and now the Knicks are back up by 2 with 30 seconds left 18, in overtime.
17.
Nice.
30.7 seconds left into the game.
Yeah.
But this game is far from over. They need a turnover here. You know, they can't be trading baskets because they're trading baskets. Thunder is going to steal this win from us.
Yeah. Now, what was I saying again? Well, yeah, I was saying that the Olympics, they crushed Idol on Wednesday. And they undefeated, they beat Idol. Idol has been unbeaten on Wednesday nights for the last 4 years, I think. I think so. For the last 4 years or something. So the Olympics are doing real good in the ratings right now.
Have you really gotten into it?
A little bit. You know, I've watched that teapot thing, you know, where they like the curling. They move the broom with the teapot.
Yeah, that is curling. I've seen it a little bit, but for me,
the snowboarding, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really into it because I'm really more of a Summer Olympics guy. But
right, it's been good. It hasn't been that bad, you know. There's some good competition there.
Yeah, hasn't been bad. The U.S.
How's Lindsey Vonn is? I heard that she's married.
Yeah, she is. That's her her manager. Her manager is actually her.
Yeah, and that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Because I was thinking maybe one day I could get married to her, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime.
I think you and every red-blooded American. Or any dude in the world, universe, probably. But you know how it is. Off the mark.
Yeah. She's good looking though.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was talking about American Idol. We didn't have a chance to talk about this last week, but you know, some possible placements for Simon Cowell next year. They're talking about it might be Chris Hilton or Howard Stern. Who do you think would be like the best fit for Simon Cowell once he leaves?
I'd say Howard Stern would be a perfect one. He's brutally honest. He's, you know, likable. I think you like him or you hate him.
Right.
Which
yeah.
is kind of like Simon Cowell. You know, they're both brutally honest. It's just funny how you know Howard Stern would be willing to do it because, you know, just a couple of years ago he was. Well, I mean, of course, there's rumors that he might do it, but
right.
just a couple of years ago, he was like stuffing the ballot, to vote for who was it? William Hung, I think.
Sanjaya.
Oh yeah, Sanjaya. Oh no, they took the shot. But other than that,
I think Howard would be maybe even more brutally honest than Simon Cowell.
I'd say equal. I mean, because they're both brutally honest people. I mean,
No.
Simon Cowell or him.
You haven't listened to Howard. Show them. Howard is more brutal.
But then again, you forget this is five. I'll just censor what he says. I mean, it's going to be pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I've listened to Howard for years. Howard can be vicious. He can be very vicious. But hey, I would love to see him on American Idol. I wouldn't mind. I'm actually rooting for Howard to get the job.
Apparently, he wouldn't mind doing it because, especially if he get paid a huge salary, you know, which he would. In anything he'd do, whoever's gonna get the job is gonna get paid millions. So.
Yeah, his Sirius contract is up this year, so who knows? Maybe he could go on TV and forget about radio. But I don't think he'll ever leave radio, though.
Maybe he'll do both. I mean, look at Ellen. Ellen's, she still has her show.
That's true.
And she's doing this. So, very popular.
Yeah, that is true. I hear Howard wants to do one or the other.
Hmm.
So, who knows?
Come on, Chandler. Oh, no.
The Knicks missed the shot.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
the Knicks might lose the game now.
They will. They will lose this game. What the heck is wrong with this team? What is wrong with it? Is McGrady on the bench?
I have no idea.
Oh, no. McGrady's the one that inbounded the ball. Why didn't they have someone else inbound the ball? Why wouldn't they have someone else inbound the ball?
Man. Yeah, I'm going to go. We're going to take a break. I'm going to go see the end result of this Knicks game. So, in the meantime, I'll play a comedy bit for you guys. It's It's by Wendy Liebman. Was one of the top female comedians in the 90s. Let me play this bit for you guys.
And Francisco, please welcome Wendy Liebman.
Did it just stop?
It sounded like that to me.
Oh, what the hell just happened? This damn switchboard, man. Let me try that again. Try this again. For some reason, this damn thing just stopped.
And Francisco, please welcome Wendy Liebman.
Great. I can't believe this is my lucky day. You know why? Because I'm doing my first HBO special, and you're here. And today I found $20. Oh. Woo! Isn't that fun when you find money? Yeah? It was just sitting there in my bra. In quarters. And I immediately checked the other cup. flat broke. But right before this, I was in Alaska. Yeah, I was there for 2 days and 6 nights, and it was so cold there, you guys. I saw a dog wearing a cat, and I didn't know what to do in Alaska. You know, I saw the pipeline, I ate some Eskimo pies, and I did, oh, that could have been a dirty joke, and I did, I went to the mall, you know, because I love to shoplift. I love that. And they thought I was somebody else there. They thought I was Ricky Lake. I guess I look like her a little bit. I mean, that might happen to you. You get mistaken for somebody else. I get Ricky Lake, that girl, Prince, Charles. Doesn't Prince Charles look like somebody kissed a frog and it didn't change all the way? Oh, and then some guy thought I was Lady Di. He was, like, pointing to me. He was like, Lady Di? I was like, me? Like, thank you. I'm not even blonde. Lady Di. Wow. Then I found out he was just telling me what to do. I was so pissed at my father. I was just pissed. I'm too young to die. You always are. I just turned 32, and I feel so good about that. But I found the gray hair, yeah, and it was the first one on my chest. And I, that's just a joke. I'm 33, and I, for 2 years now, and I've been telling that joke for five. I don't feel 33, because I'm 34, so I don't feel, no, I'm 35. That's my final offer. I'm 35. But I don't feel my age. I don't. I feel bloated. I feel all puffy today, you know, because I'm retaining a lawyer. Because I got, I am puffy, you know why? Because I got my period today. Yeah, I'm happy. And because most of my friends got it when they were 13. So I was, I'm very, very immature. That's what my pediatrician told me. All right, so I'm flying here, right, you guys? And there was a guy sitting next to me, and I could tell he really wanted me to shut up. And I could tell that, you know how I could tell? Because he kept saying, shut up! Could you shut up? Because I'm chatting and chatting, and he's busy, you know, flying the plane. And he's like very focused on that bottle of vodka, and he was trying so hard. I know it's hard being a pilot. I dated a pilot. He was a kamikaze. He was really bad at it, though, you know. He kept landing. And then the flight attendant, Patty, what could I say about that bitch? She had...
Yeah, we're back. Will, did you hear all that audio?
I heard it. It kept cutting in and out, but...
Yeah, from outside, okay. It sounded like it was cutting in and out. I don't know if the audience heard all of it, but I guess I have to play that another time. I don't know if the audience heard it clearly, but... Well, not, and it sounded like it was cutting in and out. So I'll try... Let me try to play this other one.
Yeah.
This next clip I'm about to play is from YouTube. In this clip, it's the Knicks lost, by the way.
Yep.
Now, we had a shot to win that game, but that Durant, man, that son of a bitch. And, well, anyway, like I was saying, this next clip I'm about to play, it's about a three-year-old girl crying over Justin Bieber. I don't know if you've seen it already.
No, I haven't.
Well, in this clip, it's from YouTube, it's a three-year-old girl is crying because she loves Justin Bieber, and she wants Justin Bieber to be part of her family. And the mom and daughter are trying to calm her down, but she keeps crying. So let me play. It's a very funny clip. I hope this clip plays well.
Cody's very sad today. Cody, why are you so sad, honey?
Because
why?
Because I love Justin Bieber.
I can't hear you.
Because I love Justin Bieber.
You're crying because you love Justin Bieber?
Yes, that's why I'm in my room.
You ran in your room and cried because you love him?
Yeah.
Does that make you sad?
Yes.
Why does it...
Because
you don't get to see him all day?
Yeah.
Why do you love Justin Bieber?
Because he really loves me back.
Because you know he loves you back?
Yeah.
Honey.
Lovely.
We don't have to cry because we love Justin Bieber.
Yeah, we do sometimes.
Well, what makes you cry?
Justin Bieber always makes me cry with his song.
He always makes you cry with his song?
Yes.
Well, why do they make you cry?
Because I just love Justin Bieber.
Honey, you do know you're only 3 years old, right?
Yes, Mommy, I do.
Well, when you're three, you're not supposed to cry over boys.
Yes, I know, but I love Justin Bieber.
Well, what do you want Justin Bieber to do? You want him to be one of your family?
Yes!
Baby girl.
I swear, if he sees this and he comes, she will be my favorite sister forever.
This is wrong. I'm just saying. Honey, you're three. You should not be crying over boys.
Mommy, I don't love boys. They all make me cry.
Honey. Cody, have you ever seen Cheyenne cry over Justin Bieber?
Sometimes I do.
No.
Yes.
Okay, honey. We should stop crying. Do you want to go listen to some of his songs? Will that make you feel better?
No. That made me cry again.
Hey, Cody. Okay, don't torture her, you guys. Stop. Okay, Cody. Cody, listen. Stop crying for a second and listen. Stop. Listen. If you cry like this when you listen to Justin Bieber songs, Mommy's not going to let you listen to Justin Bieber songs no more.
I want to.
You don't want to? It makes you too sad? Okay. I'm going to turn the video camera off now.
No.
You don't want me to?
Why?
You want me to keep recording you?
Yes.
Well, all you're doing is crying about Justin Bieber.
No, I want I bet that's Justin Bieber.
I got it.
Is it done recording?
Hello.
Yeah, there you go. A 3 year old crying over Justin Bieber. Funny stuff, man.
Crazy, man. You think the girl was like 5 years old?
Like, you need to see the video itself, man. You need to see the video.
Yeah, I have to see this video. The little girl is putting, she's 3 years old and she's putting complete sentences.
Yeah, she's crying, she wants him in his family. And then when the phone rings, she thinks it's Justin Bieber. I mean, crazy, but
Yeah, all you can do is go to YouTube and type in the 3-year-old girl cries over Justin Bieber and you'll see it.
Wow.
It's a funny video. Anyway, the Knicks lose.
Yep. What else is new?
Yeah, what else is new? Even if we get like a superstar, they still lose.
Yep. Six straight losing streaks.
Oh well. At least we have iMac. You know, that's all that matters right now. iMac. But at least we have this show going on right now.
Yep. What about that?
So let's talk about some other stuff going on. Another thing we didn't have a chance to talk about last week was the John Mayer.
Oh yeah, right. We forgot about that.
The John Mayer Playboy interview.
Yep.
And you know about that already, right?
Oh yeah.
In that interview, he talks about being addicted to having sex with Jessica Simpson. You know, he said he would have sex with her for some cocaine, for some crack cocaine. He said, black people like him so much that he has a nigger pass in the hood. That's one of the things that got him in trouble. And he said he had a nigger pass in the hood because all the black people like him.
Yep.
No, except him in the hood. So a lot of black people are mad, at him for that, and white people too,
And then he said he's the one that I think another thing other than the N-word that offended people. When he was saying that, he
like
only,
black women.
No, he doesn't like black women.
He said he does. He said his penis is like a white supremacist. It's
yeah.
Almost like a white supremacist.
Yeah, that he's only with, white girls.
Well, he did say he likes Holly Robinson, Pete, and another black actress, he said. Wait, he said he did? Where did you read this at?
That's
he said he did.
That's what I heard, because they said that, he said that his penis is like a white supremacist.
Oh, well, I don't know. Because I heard that those black actresses like Holly Robinson Pete, and there's another black actress that he mentioned. And I heard that Holly Robinson Pete, she was flattered that, he likes her. But after she read the whole article, she was disgusted by it. So John Mayer needs to quiet down, but he does a little bit too much talking, a little too much, saying stupid things sometimes.
Yep. And then after that, after this whole the whole aftermath of what he said, they were saying he was doing a concert, and then he was apologizing, he was saying that he's out of the music game, he's out of the media game, and he's done, and then he just broke down and cried.
Yeah, he's not gonna talk so much anymore. So.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yeah, he does talk a lot and say some, things.
But yeah, I think he's serious.
He doesn't have a filter, this guy.
What did you say?
He doesn't know when to filter some of the things that he says.
Yep. Definitely, I think he learned the hard way.
Careful
what you say.
And he kind of bashed Jennifer Aniston a little bit there in that article.
Oh, what did he say?
He's saying that she still thinks this is the days when she was on Friends. When her career was high when she was on Friends. She still thinks she's like an A-list celebrity. He said something like that in that interview.
Wow.
So I'm surprised he would say something about a woman, he dated.
Yeah, he dated her after the Friends era, so apparently he didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah. And come on, I do agree with him on one thing. I would have sex with. Anyone could be addicted to sex with Jessica Simpson,
Well, I mean, that's obvious.
I mean, I don't know if I'd have sex with her for crack cocaine, but.
Wait, he said that he would do that for that?
Yeah, I think. He said something like that.
What, he gave it to him or something?
No, he would. Because he's so addicted to her, he would have sex with her for crack cocaine. I think he said something like that. So,
maybe he does use
it. I don't know. I think he was just, you know, again, saying something, you know, that doesn't make any sense, so. Just like he said, you know, he has a nigger bath. So. And he didn't even say N-I-G-G-A nigger. He said N-I-G-G-E-R. If he had said N-I-G-G-A, maybe I could have given him a pass.
So you would have gave him the pass he said that he has. He would have been right then.
Maybe. Who knows? But black people do like him, though. I mean, because he's a jazz singer, right? He's like a jazz blues singer. And that's like that's usually like a black genre in music. So a lot of black people do go to his shows and... Remember, he was on the Chappelle show. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that episode.
Yeah. But he shouldn't say things like that. I mean, come on.
What was that?
He shouldn't say things like that. He should, you know.
Yeah, of course.
He should know when to keep his mouth quiet. And when to say things. When he's on a comedy show or something, he could probably get away with that. He probably could have got away with that if he said it on Chappelle show.
Probably,
you know,
yeah.
You never know.
So that would have been like, hey, he's just playing a role.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from John Mayer. Another person who's always in the news, Kilo Tequila.
What did she do now?
Well, they were reporting this past week that she had a miscarriage.
Five.
It looked like she Well, you know, she was pregnant. She was saying that she for a while now, she's been saying she's pregnant. And I don't know who's the baby's daddy. No one knows who's the baby's daddy.
And wasn't she with Woody Johnson's late daughter, Casey at this time?
Yeah, she was Casey John, but I think she's pregnant by some guy, or she had in vitro fertilization. I don't know what she did to get pregnant.
Hmm.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because, I mean, we obviously know Casey isn't the, you know, the,
well, yeah, we know that.
The biological parent of, you know.
Well, yeah. His. Well, she says it's a guy. We don't know who the guy is, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are rumors that she might have had a miscarriage because she had an accident this past week. I think she bumped her head somewhere. I don't know her whole story, but she was saying after the accident that if she has a miscarriage, she's going to commit suicide. You know, but it looks like the baby's fine right now, but. Yeah, people still don't know if she's really pregnant or not.
So she doesn't
no
have
one
the
knows.
Miscarriage. So she doesn't have the miscarriage. Her and the baby are fine.
Well, yeah, right now, yeah. But there are rumors speculating whether she, you know, she had a miscarriage or, you know. But it looks like the baby's fine right now, but. Nobody knows if she's really pregnant or not.
Yeah, she really needs some help.
He does.
Cause she does, man.
She's
on suicide watch. She needs to be on suicide watch because she, saying if the kid dies, she wants to be killed. And she's been having some, you know, bizarre behavior.
Yeah, she's
lately.
She needs some help. She likes attention, man. That's all. She's been saying she's pregnant for the last year. Since early last year, she said she's pregnant.
Yeah. And this is a history. There's been no such thing as a 12-month pregnancy.
Well, early last year, she was saying she's pregnant, and then, you know, then she said, you know, she was just joking or something like that. And then late last year, she said she was pregnant again, continuing into this year, and she might be joking again. Who knows? But this is a cruel joke if she is joking.
So when did she say she was pregnant? What month did she say this?
During Casey Johnson, when she was with Casey Johnson, you know. She was saying she was pregnant. At first, she said she was going to have her brother give his semen. So,
ew.
It could be something like that. I don't remember. She said something like that. She's gonna have a baby for her brother or something like that. I don't know.
What did her brother say?
I have no idea.
What? Yo.
I don't know what's going on with Tila and Oral. It's very strange. Her world is very strange.
For real. I mean, she really needs some to get her act together.
Yeah. Crazy. Should have had a Macaulay's Madness segment for this one.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I might do that segment next week.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Taylor will do something to warrant a Macaulay segment. Hopefully, she won't do anything seriously drastic.
Yeah. Who knows? She might go on Maury next week. Who knows? Never
know.
You know. There were reports a couple of weeks ago that The Game might be the father. Not Triple H, the rapper, The Game.
Yeah, I think Stephanie would have a problem with that. If that was the case.
But The Game has denied it, you know. So,
I didn't even know she knew The Game.
Yeah, I don't know, so. But yeah, let's get away from Tila Tequila. Enough of her.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about one last thing. This might be a Pastor Will segment here. This is gonna be a Pastor Will segment here. I don't have the music to cue up the segment, but early this week, well, actually in the middle of this week, Elton John said that Jesus was a super intellectual, smart gay man, and that, you know, Jesus he was kind to the people who crucified him, and he was just a super intellectual gay man. So basically, he's calling Jesus gay, and a lot of people were offended by that. But I just wanted to get your opinion on this, Pastor Will, and what you think of Elton John calling Jesus gay.
Well, I think, you know, that's his opinion, but the fact of the matter is, I strongly doubt he is. There is no scripture to warrant, to prove his theory that he, you know, that he is in fact gay.
Right.
That has been no, so for him to think that, you know, that's his opinion.
So you think, you don't think Jesus was a super intellectual, smart gay man?
Well, Jesus, he came from God.
Right.
And that's his opinion, but the fact of the matter is he's wrong. You know, he's trying to make, you know, his own personal views and,
mm-hmm.
you know, put that onto to God. But what he's saying is, you know, it's absolutely false. There's no scripture that says that he is, because he's not.
Right.
Jesus was honest about, you know, everything about his life. You know, he came down from heaven, from his Father, to, you know, to sacrifice himself so that every human being on earth can have eternal life if you trust and believe in him and follow the Ten Commandments. That's why he came to earth, and he shall return again.
Now, a lot of Christians say that Jesus was Jesus doesn't favor homosexuals. You know, it says somewhere in Leviticus, somewhere in there, that he doesn't favor homosexuals. So, do you think homosexuals will be allowed to go to heaven? Because Jesus is a forgiven man, right? So he should forgive, even if someone is homosexual, he should forgive them and allow them into heaven.
Well,
so I want to know your opinion on this, Pastor Will.
Well, God loves everybody, you know. But once you God will receive anybody into heaven if you trust and believe in him, and, you know, you turn away from sin.
Right.
So anybody could go to heaven if they repent from their sins and recognize whatever they did was a sin, whether they lie, cheat, steal, or whatever
sin that they committed. As long as they realize what, you know, what they did was a sin and repent from it, then they shall have an everlasting life.
Okay, Pastor Will. Pastor Will with a sermon right there. Wait, no, that wasn't a sermon, was it? Was that even a sermon?
Well,
you
want to
give our audience a sermon real quick?
Well, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, you know, anybody, no matter what your past is, how small, I mean, everybody on earth has sin. I mean, no one can pass judgment on anybody.
Yeah.
Only Christ can, because he's the only person who's been on earth who's never sinned. I've sinned, you've sinned, everybody has sinned, so no one can throw any stones at anybody. But anybody can enter the gates of heaven, if only through him. If you believe and trust in him, put your feet in his law, and what he says. If you truly put your whole trust in him, and you know, follow the Ten Commandments, and believe that his Father sent him over 2,000 years ago to die for the sins of all of us, then you will have everlasting life. This is not my belief. This is not just my belief or anybody's belief. That's fact, because, you know, it is the truth. Everything he said that would happen has happened. Everything that he said will happen in the future.
Amen. Pastor Will again. Man, I should have some music for this segment. Every time we do a Pastor Will segment here, man. Seriously, it should be like some kind of church music. Well, you know, I think Elton John should just be quiet. I mean, you know, people are going to get offended when you say something like this. I mean, I just think he did it for shock value.
Well, I mean, he actually believed that. I mean, that's his opinion, but he should, you know, be careful what he says. I mean, if you're going to say something about a biblical character, you have to use the scripture to prove your point.
Right. Well, you know, go on. Sorry, Pastor Will.
No, I mean, you could continue what you were saying. I'm just saying, if you're going to, you know, talk about someone, you know, in the Bible, even Jesus Christ, if you go back to the four books, you know, that he was in, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He uses past scriptures from the Old Testament, or the Torah, the book that the Jewish use, you know, practice. He uses this specific text to prove that he is who he said he was or is. So, and he fulfilled the prophecies that people, you know, in the Bible, I mean, in the Old Testament, has said that, you know, when he was going to come to the earth in his first coming, that he would do all these things.
Okay.
And so that it proved that he is what he is, the Son of God.
Amen. Amen. Sounds like an episode of TBN. All of a sudden, this doesn't sound like I'm Mac anymore. Sounds like I'm with the Lord. But Elton John, I mean, just be quiet, man. You're gonna get attacked for, you know, when you say controversial things like this or not. But people do say, you know, Jesus is black, Jesus is Hispanic, Jesus might be a woman, you know.
No, but the...
They love to say things like that, but hey.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's what they think, you know.
I mean...
What they believe in.
There's no proof to show that Jesus is a woman, because all the scriptures, it points that he, you know, he always refers to himself as he. Everything is in reference to him as a he.
I know that. No, I'm just saying that some people, you know, they joke around or they believe in that, you know, they'll say that, but... Yeah,
some people... Yeah. Some people say him or his, you know, his father is a woman, but there's no, every time they refer to God, they refer to him as a he.
Yeah.
So that's just other people, you know, thinking whatever they want to believe.
Right.
And if they don't believe the Bible word for word what it says, because it's 100% the truth, then You will meet Jesus, you know, at the great white throne judgment.
All right. Well. Thank you, Pastor. Well, I mean, we're gonna have to cut this short because the show's ending. So, gonna see you guys next week here on iMac, and another great show. See you next week. Thanks a lot, Will.
You're welcome.